Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner here on KQWC. Well, this was a man we were supposed to have on 24 hours ago, but because of some judging in communications and time zones and what have you, we have him on the radio today on this November 11th. Dirk Quinn, he was based out of Pennsylvania, is coming to Blairsburg for a night of some rock and roll fun next Thursday, November 17th. Dirk Quinn, very good morning to you.
Thank you very much for having me, Pat. Good morning.
Yes, and you were here in our fair county of Hamilton County last year for a special event at the Opera House, and you're returning again next week.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We love that. We love the place. We love the people.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get hooked up with the Opera House in the first place, Dirk?
Jeff and Keith. Do you know Jeff and Keith?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay.
Keith Helleland and Jeff Nelson.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Jeff, a couple years back, Jeff came out to, the Surf City Ballroom to see the band play and gave me his contact information and said if we're ever coming back to Iowa to give him a ring. I did, and I guess he had hooked up with Keith by that point, and they had us out to Blairsburg, and it was just a fantastic night.
I bet it was. How was the attendance that night? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. It was packed.
And they came from all over, I presume.
Yeah, I would guess so. I mean, I don't know how many people actually live in Blairsburg, so.
Probably the whole town was there for this big night of music and fun there, Dirk.
Right.
Well, let's find out a bit about yourself. I mean, this is your second time you're coming to Blairsburg for this concert. Let's get the Dirk Quinn story. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, the band, it's a four-piece band, guitar, bass, drums, and keys. I've been playing with these guys varying amounts of time, obviously, but been playing with Rory, the bass player, for about 10 years now. Cody, the keyboard player, for about 8 years. And Satchel, the drummer, we've only been playing with for about 6 months. So he's the new guy, and we love him, and he fits right in. So we were out in, we were back out in the Surf City District last summer. Jeff and Keith got to check out. And Jarita. I don't want to leave out Jarita.
I know Jarita very well, a very dear friend of mine. Matter of fact, she was a teacher at one time in the Webster City School, so that's why I know Jarita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice, very nice. She's great. They all came out to see that, and we were so they got to check out Satchel, and I think they all approved.
And
but let me tell you at least what the music is. It's like it's instrumental. It's I call it high energy jazz funk. We dabble in rock and jam, and we're just about really improvisation. There's a lot of improvisation. That said, we're going to be playing some, if not all, of Abbey Road on next Thursday at the Opera House because sorry about that. We had a festival this past summer where each band got to choose an artist and just perform songs of that artist. And we chose the Beatles. And the closer the date got, the more I was thinking, well, instead of just doing a random selection of Beatles songs, let's do an entire album. So we did Abbey Road, and we've been playing it at shows since then. So I think we're definitely going to be playing some of that on Thursday as well.
How many CDs have you recorded there, Dirk, in your career?
Oh, let's see. It's either four or five. We're in the studio now recording the next one.
And
five. We're up to five, so this will be number six coming up.
Okay, number six coming up. Mm-hmm, cool. And let's see, have you traveled to Iowa? But have you been to, maybe to some overseas countries, too, there, Dirk?
No, we have not been overseas. We've been to Canada.
Yeah,
both sides. We've been to the Maritimes, and we've been all the way to British Columbia as well. But we've never been overseas or Mexico. Canada's the only other country we've been to.
and well-received, I presume.
Canada, man, it's a real shame that COVID happened because, you know, they closed the borders for a long time, in addition to all the venues closing down as well. But, I mean, just as far as the border was concerned, I mean, we were going over to Canada, you know, three times a year, and then that just is completely – I haven't been back since COVID. It's a real shame. But to answer your question, yeah, we were very well received up there. I might even say better received than we are in the States.
And, of course, you travel all over your home state of Pennsylvania. I understand you're a Nittany Lion there, too, there, Dirk.
Oh, yeah, that was a former life, but yeah. I went to Penn State for electrical engineering.
And that is that your day job, or?
No day job. Just playing music.
Oh,
shows,
cool.
Job.
So, again, you travel across the country with you and your band. You're doing some other appearances in Iowa, I hear, there, too.
Yeah, we're doing right, we're playing Byron. No, we're not. I'm sorry, we're not playing Byron's on this run.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I was saying, what else? What other appearances than in Blairsburg, Dirk? Where are you playing in the state?
Sioux City, I'm sorry. We're playing at Vanguard Arts in Sioux City the following night, the Friday night.
Mm-hmm. So trip down on Highway 20 West all the way from Sioux City from Blairsburg coming up that Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then heading back home, I presume, for the Thanksgiving period.
We have some shows before and after the Iowa dates. I think after Sioux City, we're going to Wisconsin. Do you know Trempealeau, Wisconsin up there?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town. Playing the Trempealeau Hotel. They host live music up there, and then we're doing an Eastern Wisconsin thing near Madison, and then home. But on our way out, we're hitting West Virginia, Ohio, Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah.
All over the place, so that'll be awesome to hear your band in those states in the coming weeks. Now, Dirk, go ahead.
No, I was agreeing.
Yeah. So, Dirk, do you plan to make another return back to Iowa coming up in 2023?
Man, I hope so. Well, yes. But I hope to be coming back to Blairsburg is what I mean. But Byron in Pomeroy is on the schedule for next June already. So
We'll
definitely be back in June.
Oh, that should be neat. Now, if they want more information about your band there, Dirk, you have a website, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. It's just my name. DirkQuinn.com. That's spelled DirkQuinn.com.
Okay, DirkQuinn.com if you'd like to know more about the band. Can they also hear selections of your music there too, there, Dirk?
Oh, yeah, it's all, I give it away. It's
cool.
All free.
Wonderful. So check out their website, DirkQuinn.com, and make sure you come to Blairsburg next Thursday night, November 17th, for what should be a wonderful evening of music with the Dirk Quinn Band from the Philadelphia area, and you'll be in for a great night, no doubt.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, Dirk Quinn. Thanks so much for my guest on today's Community Corner on KQWC. I'm Pat Powers.